T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
49er wide receiver, 95.7 The Game football insider, Terrell Owens with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. T.O., it's always a pleasure. We'll jump right into it. The Niners have 11 days to get ready for this matchup with Seattle on Monday night. It kind of feels like this is an opportunity here for a changing of the guard. Seattle's been on top of the Niners for the better part of 5+ years, actually going back to Harbaugh, maybe 7 years or so. How big is this game in your opinion? Like on Monday night football, how jacked up would you be for this thing?
Oh, yeah. Anytime you play a Monday night game, you have no choice to be ready. Everybody's going to be watching. Be tuned in. This is definitely an NFC matchup. I think everybody's been waiting for. You got two teams with two good quarterbacks. Both teams are playing well. Obviously, the Niners are undefeated. They've been tested. Everybody's throwing up all these narratives about they haven't played anybody. They haven't beat anybody. But I think these guys know inside that locker room what they're built for. What they can do, and this is going to present a challenge for them. So I think those guys will be ready. If nothing else, I know on the defensive side, especially with Richard Sherman playing against his former team, those guys will be ready.
T.O., what makes Russell Wilson so effective and so deadly? What is it about him? What's that it factor you say, wow, there go that man, mama, there go that man?
You just think about his knowledge. He's very cerebral. The way he delivers the ball, I think he's dispelled the notion of him being a short quarterback. He can't get it done. He can do it with his arms. Obviously, manipulate the offense. I mean, manipulate the defense with his eyes. And obviously, he can move the chain with his feet. And so that's what makes him such a dynamic player. You talk about the triple threat. He has kind of all of that, and he can make a lot of things happen at any time on the field.
49ers are going to be without Quan Alexander, the terrific, speedy linebacker, for the rest of the season. How much does that hurt not only the on-field product, but also the emotional impact that he's brought to this team, T.O.?
Well, I think when you talk about 11 days to prepare, that's going to give the next man up enough time to prepare and the coaches to evaluate and put whomever's going to be put in that position. And that guy's going to have enough reps and enough mental time and to prepare and get ready for the upcoming game. And I'm sure, the backup is already kind of, in tune with what's going on. And that's how it is during the course of the season. These are some of the things that you hate to see. We're at the halfway point. And so as you enter the stretch of the season, these type of injuries you hate to see and you want to avoid, but it's inevitable. But it's part of the game. And so I'm sure the mentality of that locker room is the next man up, as it is with any other sport. But I think that guy, he's going to obviously be the spirit. He's been the leader in that locker room, and everybody's going to play hard for him.
T.O. with us here on 95.7 The Game. I want to jump back to the Niners in a second, but there's a report out there that the Chargers may be a candidate to move their operations to London, that Stan Kroenke, the owner of the Rams, doesn't want him in L.A., that the other owners don't like him in L.A. We can forget about all that for a moment, but as a player, how would you feel about playing in London if that was your home base of operations? Do you think the players would like something like that?
No, I don't really think that's going to be economically possible, to be quite honest. You think about moving a number of guys, 50 plus guys, families to London, away from their families. I just don't see that happening. I don't think players are going to allow that to happen. It's going to be, I mean, for me, if I'm a player, it's going to be a lot to come that comes with that. If you think that I'm just going to move away from my family the entire season, away from my family. So I just don't see that really being possible. Other than that, I mean, it's utterly ridiculous to be quite honest. You can move a lot of places, but to move across the country, you know, and move guys' families. I mean, it's one thing to think about just, you know, going over there for a couple of weeks or what have you, but the entire season, if I'm a player, I'm going to force their hand not to do it, because if that's the case, if I'm a player, you're going to move my entire family as well, and we're going to be afforded the luxuries to live just like London lives. So I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, and how would you do all the different tax going to another country, right. All the different tax implications that you're going to have to do to file taxes, that would be crazy. As well as the off season, are you going to be there? That would
but you take up tea. You have tea time.
Would you want? Then you got to say, okay, does Tipa want to stay there after you get drafted there? After you're free agent, are you leaving? You know what that would do
tough to retain players.
It really would. So, Joe, one thing we know right now, the Niners aren't going anywhere. Give me a couple keys to those guys, especially defensively and offensively, what they're going to have to do if they want to go 9-0.
Well, I think defensively, I think if anything, that's what Pete Carroll's going to address. They know Nick Bosa. They know Sherman is going to be fired up. He's going to have those guys ready. He knows the mentality of Richard Sherman. When you think about Nick Bosa and what he's been able to do the last few weeks, again, everybody is going to be keyed in on slowing that defense down. And, you know, they can get some pressure on Russell Wilson. I'm sure they're going to have a guy to spy, keep him in the pocket. But, again, they may want to make him uncomfortable. But you see what this guy can do once he gets out of the pocket. He's a dual threat in a sense. So, again, offensively, as I've said, you know, we've said this all along. I know I have throughout the show every Tuesday. Jimmy G hasn't really been able to really put up the numbers as he has maybe needed to. They haven't really relied on him to go out and win games because the defense has afforded him the luxury to continue to get healthy, him to gain confidence. And with the addition of Emmanuel Sanders, you saw the chemistry. You see the veteran leadership. You see what a veteran like that does to an offense with a more than capable quarterback. This is why they brought Jimmy G to the Niners. They saw what he's capable of doing without a number one receiver. Now you have that in Emmanuel Sanders, a playmaker. So I think the first order of business for the Seattle Seahawks is they're going to address that defense and try to be able to, you know, it's one thing to try to slow Russell Wilson down, but they're going to try to slow that front line down as well, anchored by Nick Bosa.
Seattle's got DK Metcalf, a good rookie season so far. Tyler Lockett, fourth in the league in catches. And now they've added Josh Gordon, who Pete Carroll says will be active for the Monday night game. How much can Gordon give them an added dimension on Monday night?
I mean, Josh really hasn't been a factor the last two or three years. He hasn't even completed an eight-game season,
right.
for that matter. So I don't think – I mean, it sounds good in theory, but he hasn't really done much for those guys to be in the secondary to be of concern. To me, he's not even a deep threat. He hasn't really done a whole lot with the Patriots, pedestrian at best. But I think, you know, they don't want DK Metcalf to get loose. This guy is a big problem. He's definitely gaining confidence as the season rolls, and I'm sure it's going to be present a challenge with Richard Sherman as well. I'm sure he's going to be fired up, and he's going to try to shut him down. But you know, that's not a concern, you know, to have Josh Gordon out there. Yeah, he may be ready, but I don't think he's going to be a big factor in the game.
I couldn't agree with you more, T.O. T.O., when you think about the coaching matchup, is there anything intriguing you about Kyle Shanahan and then against the guy in Pete Carroll? Do you see something there that you want to see? Can they exploit? Which kind of thing are they going to try to exploit each other's team?
Well, I think number one, in order to get that passing game going, you have to establish the run. Obviously, Tevin Coleman, he got loose. You have Matt Breida. Those guys are very much so capable of opening up the run game. And if they can establish that, we know what we have at the tight end position. And then, like I said, you know, you see the evolve of your young receivers, Samuel Pettis, and as I said, you saw the chemistry Thursday night with Emmanuel and Jimmy G. So that bodes well, and I think it's a great positive going into this game. So they don't really, like I said, they were kind of just, you know, mediocre at best. I'm sure, you know, from a Seattle perspective at the receiver position, but now you throw Emmanuel Sanders in, and they saw the chemistry. They saw what he and Jimmy G was able to establish and what they were able to do Thursday night. So this is going to present a problem for that defense because, again, they don't know exactly everything that, you know, I'm sure Kyle Shanahan can dial up in that playbook now that you have a veteran in a receiver like Emmanuel Sanders who can run every route in the route tree now that he can dial up a lot of exotic plays. But I'm sure they're going to keep it simple, move the chains, but you got to establish the run in order for a lot of those things to open up.
T.O., I always like doing the weekly NBA report with you. I know you're a huge fan of the association. What are you seeing that you like so far? Any players, any teams jumping out at you? The Miami Heat have been playing pretty well, in my opinion.
That was my go-to.
Really?
Look
at us.
Yeah, my
two peas in a pod, T.O.
Yeah, my guy Jimmy Butler, he's down there. He's doing some great things, and quietly as it's kept in the East, a lot of people thinking about and talking about the Philadelphia 76ers, they're talking about Boston, but Miami Heat are making some noise. And out here out there in the West, obviously, you know, we know what's going on with the Warriors. They've been injury plagued, you know, since the playoffs last year. I'm not sure how they're going to fare out, you know, the rest of the season. But another quiet, silent killer is those San Antonio Spurs. They were undefeated at one point. Nobody was really talking about them. You see DeJounte Murray, his comeback from that ACL injury, and he is killing it. So, again, out of the East, you know, it's going to be real tough. You know, we talk about the Boston Celtics, the Philadelphia Sixers, and the Miami Heat. So, who knows?
Hall of Famer, 95.7 The Game Football Insider, the great Terrell Owens, kind enough to join Joe and Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. T.O., thank you for your time as always. We appreciate it. We'll catch you next week.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.